Ocean water, like most water, is quite transparent and allows sunlight to penetrate to great depths. In the open ocean, up to 1,000 meters. There are few places to hide in the open ocean, so marine critters have developed many clever adaptations to prevent being seen. Some adaptations of Ephipelagic nekton include well-developed eyesight and speed for visual predators. To avoid being seen and consumed by predators, many marine critters are transparent, like jellies, camouflaged using a counter shading, like tunas and penguins, or use disruptive colors, like coral reef fish. These strategies are represented by these critters. Another really important adaptation is represented in this schematic. To prevent being seen as prey in transparent ocean water during daylight hours, many critters vertically migrate to feed in surface waters at nighttime only. Under the cloak of darkness, enormous numbers of ocean critters move to the surface to feed and then descend to dimly lit depths as the sun rises on the ocean's surface. This daily movement of densely packed concentrations of critters results in a deep scattering layer. The depth of this layer is as deep as 900 meters, or 3,000 feet, during the day, and as shallow as 100 to 200 meters during the evening. Note that these enormous concentrations of critters are moving hundreds of meters in less than 24 hours. Most of the critters are planktonic copepods, shrimp-like krill, and large schools of lanternfish. Each is represented in the insert on this figure. This movement also contributes to increased vertical mixing of the ocean waters.